Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to announce this week whether North Carolina will take another step in further easing the state's COVID-19 restrictions. The difficult decision comes as North Carolina has recorded more than 46,000 positive cases of COVID and 1,154 deaths, and the number of people hospitalized continue to exceed 800 in recent days. As Cooper explained this past week, these are the numbers that he and health experts will be assessing to determine how quickly we move to safely reopen the state.
The health experts are looking carefully at the numbers and the science, and we will let the people of North Carolina know whether we will go into the next phase, and if so, what that phase will look like. We're continuing to monitor these numbers and know that right now they're not trending in a good direction, but we still want to give this more time and want to encourage people to continue to perform the three W's, and let's press to make sure that we can flatten this curve.
Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen said one area that especially concerned her this past week was a television news report that showed the public letting down its guard by packing into restaurants and leaving their masks at home, a perfect recipe for the virus to spread.
I think restaurants, we always knew, were a higher risk activity. Folks are sitting down, sometimes indoors for extended periods of time. And we know when you're eating, you are taking off your face covering when you're actively eating. Those are risky situations, and we are concerned about them. And we want to make sure that everyone is doing their part, businesses and individuals. I think it is going to take all of our work together if we want to continue to make progress. And we want to see us be able, as the governor said, to move through additional phases. We need to do those actions together. And we'd really want everyone to follow those guidelines really intently. Again, this is going to take effort on all of our parts if we're going to be able to live with this virus. And I think I'll remind you again, our trends are going in the wrong direction, but our fate is not sealed here. We have power over this. We can all take the individual actions together, restaurants included, no matter what time of day, what they're serving, to make sure that that folks are doing everything they can to keep virus level low and spread down.
North Carolina has about 500 COVID-19 testing sites now, and Secretary Cohen believes getting more people tested, even those without symptoms, will be crucial to getting a handle on transmission.
We want to rapidly increase testing for people who may have been exposed to COVID-19 but are not having symptoms, especially people from historically marginalized populations who we know have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19. In addition, people who live or work in high-risk settings like long-term care facilities, correctional facilities, or in settings where they have higher risk for exposure like grocery stores, food processing plants, childcare, should get tested. And anyone who's attended a mass gathering, including a protest, should get tested.
One thing state and local officials seemed to agree on this week was that decisions to reopen gyms, bars, summer camps, local pools, and eventually our public schools will not be easy. Ultimately, moving methodically and basing our actions on data remains our best hope for shaping intelligent policy.
We have a lot of our businesses that are open and a lot of things that are pushing our economy along. We still have some restrictions that potentially we can ease as we go further. But we're looking at these numbers and we're concerned about them. And we will be announcing our decision based on science and based on advice from health experts as to if we're going to go into the next phase that would start on Friday, and if we are, what it will look like. That's what we're doing right now. We believe that we can get a handle on this. We are encouraging people to continue to do the three W's. We're looking at trying to get more people to use face coverings. We believe that we can flatten this curve and prevent this second surge from happening, and we hope that we can do that soon. So I'm asking the people of North Carolina to let's pull together so that we can continue to move forward in easing restrictions. That being said, we will always do what is the best for the health and safety of North Carolinians.
Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news about COVID-19 at the State Department of Health and Human Services website, ncdhhs.gov. You can also check us out online and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.